Vidui, confession, is a crucial component of the repentance process. We traditionally associate vidui with an admission of wrongdoing. The mitzvah of vidui meiser in our parsha seems to contradict this assumption. In this declarative statement of vidui meiser, the Jewish farmer or consumer declares that he acted exactly in accordance with God's commandments concerning distribution of his trumos and maisros, the portions of its produce given to Kohanim, Levim, and the poor. Although the written Torah doesn't assign a title to this oral declaration, it is known in the Mishnah and the Gemara as Vidui Meiser, literally the tithing confessional. Jewish thinkers question why a statement concerning everything the Jewish farmer did correctly is called Vidui, a confessional, the same term more commonly used for confession of sins. Perhaps we can suggest an answer based on a thought expressed by Rav Volbi, one of the great Jewish orators and ethicists of the past century. Rav Volbi noted that when making an assessment of one's weaknesses in preparation for repentance, it is not sufficient to list all the sins that one has committed. If one only focuses on his deficiencies and moral lapses, how can he be expected to change? What tools can he harness to better himself? Therefore, a person must also make a careful accounting of his positive qualities, those which he can marshal to overcome his deficiencies. It is for this reason, Rav Volbi suggested, that very little mention of sin or repentance is made on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. On this holiday, we strive to perfect our prayer, our conduct even during meals, and our interpersonal relations. By doing so, we demonstrate to ourselves our latent potential and how high we can spiritually reach. With this idea in mind, we can suggest that vidui broadly means taking an honest accounting of one's accomplishments, whether positive or negative. Our sage's inherent message, by naming the declarations concerning tithing, vidui, a confessional, perhaps is to inform us of the centrality of focusing not only on our faults during the repentance process, but also our strengths. With this dual focus in mind, may we all be inscribed together with the entire nation of Israel in the Book of Life during this opportune season. Shabbat Shalom u'mivorach.